Okay, greetings everyone on this start of the new year. Glad to have you here this morning. So with that, I will call to order the scheduled board meeting for this Tuesday, January 3rd, 2012. This is the organizational meeting by code that takes place as we lay out the direction that the board will follow for the upcoming year. So at this time, I would ask the audience to join us as we honor our nation with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay. We have the minutes of 12-27-11.
Second.
Been moved in second. Are there any changes or to the minutes? Hearing none, then all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. Minutes are approved. Next item is public comment number one. This is an opportunity where members of the audience may address the board regarding a topic on today's agenda. Is there anyone who would like to speak? Seeing no one, then we'll move on to the first business for the day is the organization of the board. This is time for the board to elect officers for the coming year. And then to set the time and day for the regular meeting. So the first order of business would be to elect the chair and vice chair for the coming year. We can do it in one of two ways. You can either do it as a slate or you can deal with them individually by selection of the chair and then followed by the selection of the vice chair. So whatever the preference of the board in this regard.
I'll move that we elect Wayne Clinton as the chair and Rick Sanders as the vice chair for 2012.
Thank you, and second.
Okay, it's been moved in second that I continue as chair and Rick Sanders as vice chair. Discussion.
This way we don't have to move seats.
I think you're doing a great job, man.
Let me add a little something here for us to consider. This past year was an outstanding year in a lot of ways. We've got a lot of new things on the plate. We've had several hires of very excellent hires of people. We're very fortunate to have Alyssa Wignall as our HR person who's just doing an outstanding job for us. And the one thing that I noticed that I've enjoyed, both Rick and Paul, is both of you are great communicators in the written word. You write well. You're able to put things in a short, succinct manner, probably a lot better than I. And one thing that I would want to ask the board to support me on is, could we designate a PIO? And a PIO really becomes the public information person for the board. Generally speaking, the chairperson still signs off and does, you know, the official notification. But I think when it comes to the written response to different things, I would like to see either Rick or Paul serve in that capacity. Last year, I know on a couple of occasions, I asked Paul to look over some things that I was going to send out and to make sure that it was, you know, stated in a succinct manner and so forth. So one of my proposals would be, is under the proposal that we have now, is if Rick is selected as the vice chair, could we then ask Paul to serve as a PIO? And that gives all three of us a distinct role and a responsibility through this next calendar year, or the vice chair would assume that role as the written communicator. And I just think that would be a plus for us. It certainly is a skill that I think both of you have when it comes to the written communication, and I would feel very comfortable in relinquishing that role as chair if that is the direction that we would decide to go.
So, I think it's a great idea, and I think Paul would be perfect for that this year.
Okay. So could we amend that motion with the election of the officers as mentioned, as chair for me and vice chair for Rick, and then add Paul as the PIO? Would that be appropriate?
I would make the amendment to my motion to add myself as the public information officer for the board.
And I second it.
Okay. So we have before us then a motion to elect to retain Clinton as chair, and Rick Sanders would move to the vice chair, and Paul would be the public information officer. Is there further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. And let me, I would be remiss if I didn't acknowledge 2011 being the one holdover from last year. I would like to compliment both of you in terms of how well we operated as a board. There were a lot of different ideas brought to the table that we discussed, that we looked at things that had been done in the past but hadn't been revisited, and they were brought to the board in a manner that I thought was very beneficial and productive, and I think that that working relationship is something that if it continues throughout this next year, we will have a great 2012 as well. So I certainly wanted to publicly thank both of you because it certainly was an joy for me to work with both of you through last year, and look forward to this coming year as well. So with that, the next item is to set the day and time for our regular meetings.
Well, I'll start the discussion by saying that we a year ago we decided we were going to move split the meeting, I guess, if you would, move the report portion to 10 o'clock on Tuesday mornings, and then have the formal board portion at 5:30 on Tuesdays. And I was kind of anxious to see that get started. I thought maybe we'd have a little bit better turnout than we did, and unfortunately it just didn't pan out that way. I think I saw the census count, or whatever you want to call it. I think we had, what, 30 or 40 people for how many meetings that we had. Were not a lot, and that, you know, some of those probably included staff members that were required to be here. So I think it's in our best interest at this time to move the meeting schedule back to a single meeting on Tuesdays. There's staff considerations that when we split the meeting and have it at 5:30, there's staff that if they're reporting to us, they have to stay after. Obviously, the clerk to the board has to stay after and arrange her hours to make that happen. So we're one of the things that's on our table for discussion is the video system here in the boardroom, and whether or not we're going to proceed with that. But I think at this time I'm going to make the motion that we move our meetings back to a single meeting at 10 a.m. on Tuesday mornings, and then we're going to retain the prerogative to modify that if necessary. So if we need to have a hearing or a public hearing, we can certainly retain the prerogative to schedule that meeting in the evening. That would better suit people if they need to attend.
Yeah, and at least for discussion, I'll second that.
All right. It's been moved and seconded to set the time for our regular meetings to go back to 10 o'clock on Tuesday morning. This is one meeting rather than the split every other week during the claims week, as we try it after probably going through maybe about three months before we made that adjustment last year. So discussion, further comments regarding the rationale behind going to just one single meeting at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, I agree with a lot of what Paul just said. I mean, I think we went into that with the best of intentions, trying to include the public as much as possible, trying to be as accessible as possible for the public. like Wayne pointed out, I think we went through several months of meeting every Tuesday evening and just realized that it was not doing what we thought it would do. I guess it did make us theoretically more accessible, but as far as that being utilized, it proved to me to be more cumbersome to work with than it seems to offer in benefit. Now, that said, I'm still highly committed to this idea of being as open and accessible as we can possibly be, and to me, part of that is making sure that any members of the public who want to see what's going on with the board are able to do so. I believe we can solve that issue depending on where we go with the whole video system and making sure that that's available on the web and for people to see and do with what they will. So I like really the last thing you said as much as anything, that we retain the prerogative to modify as we go through the year. So if we get to the point that this board decides that no, cameras aren't the way to go, and we don't want to expend the dollars necessary to put in the video, then I'd like it if we could come back and revisit this. But as I sit here and think this through, I'm in agreement that while we went down this road with the best of intentions, it is more cumbersome than it appears we're getting value out of it. So I would tend to support the motion.
I'll probably keep my comments brief here, but I think both of you hit on the key issue. The original idea, again, was to create a time where we'd be more accessible to the public, particularly the working public. And we did find that there was really, I thought, less attendance in the evening meetings than what we had in the morning meetings. And it really concerned me quite a bit to continue that in light of what we are looking at. And I think that it's important, as you've already, both of you alluded to, is there are going to be issues that will come before us that it would probably be proper for us to move the meeting to the evening to accommodate a larger public, depending upon the topic. The only concern I have sometimes is if we're the only ones that are thinking of it in that way, is there such a way that we could determine the pulse of the community to determine if moving a meeting in the evening would be suitable? And I think a lot of that has to do more on a community type issue. If there's a topic that impacts a certain community in some way, then I think there is some value in making sure that we move that meeting to the evening to accommodate a larger group. And I would certainly support that. So I do think the flexibility ought to be there, and that we want it to be as open as possible. And hopefully, whether we're talking planning and zoning director or board of adjustment, if there appears to be topics that citizens cannot attend those meetings but would love to come to the board meeting, and we are duly notified in advance, then we can schedule that meeting to accommodate the public. I would feel like we're doing due diligence to serve them in a proper manner, and I would be supportive of that. So that would be my final comment. So with that, we have a request then to go back to the 10 o'clock, keep the 10 o'clock time, one meeting on Tuesday, with the option to schedule another time if we deem it appropriate. So with that, all in favor of the time for the regular meeting, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. 10 o'clock on Tuesday is the way that we will start out the new year. Okay. Item public hearing, none. Additional items, none. Approval of claims. We have a few items here to consider.
I like this claims week. I've moved to approve this one.
And I'll second that.
It's been moved and second. The approval of claims.
We can keep it there all year, man. We're going to do great.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. Motion carries. Okay. No agency reports. Anything from the... well, excuse me, I'm sorry. Planning and zoning, I believe. Have anyone heard from Leanne?
No.
Development.
Thank you for the correction. The new name change. Planning and Development.
As of.
Okay. Not a way to go, Rick.
So we will maybe. We'll just say no report and we'll reschedule if we need to. Okay. Liaison assignments and committee meeting updates.
None for me.
Rick?
Pass.
Personnel actions.
I'll move approval of the personnel actions.
Second. That's a lot of them.
Yes, it's been moved in second. Approval of personnel, any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Personnel actions is approved. Board, on the consent agenda, please remove item number 14 and 15, which is the secondary road utility permits and road closure. And I would like to pull item 4 for discussion.
I'll move the consent agenda with the noted changes.
Second.
It's been moved and second, the approval of the consent agenda with noted changes. Sanders?
Aye.
Toot?
Aye.
Clinton? Aye. Consent agenda is adopted. Item number 4 is the consideration of the appointment to the Conservation Board. I have served on the Conservation Board for the last 5 years. It has been a wonderful experience, something that I certainly enjoy a great deal. One of the issues that we are faced with right now is that we have two, if I would not be reappointed, we would have two positions open. We have four, I think, excellent candidates that have expressed an interest with a strong background in conservation to serve on the Conservation Board. I had a meeting with the board Conservation Board Chair, Ted Tedesco, and asked that if I did not, would not move to be reappointed for another five-year term, could I serve as an ex officio member, that I would attend all the meetings and not be a voting member. Therefore, we would still have the same contact and communication. Therefore, this would allow two slots of the four that we are interviewing to serve on the Conservation Board. Ted thought it was a real good idea. I sent this email out to all the other board members. The overriding consensus was that they thought it would be appropriate. They was happy that I was willing to still meet and be a part of the meeting, but I would not be a voting member. And I know we do that in Nevada and the economic development, right, with Paul, and we've done that in some other areas in the past. But this would be, I think, a good move for us based on the applicants that we received, and we would have two positions to fill in the upcoming year for a five-year term if I would serve as an ex-officio member. So I would ask the board to support my desire to serve in an ex-officio capacity and not be reappointed to a five-year term.
I think that's perfectly reasonable. I'd like to ask, Wayne, that we just don't take any action on this right now, because I'd like us to go through and finish the interview process and make sure that it appears that we've got a great candidate pool. But let's go through the process, and if we have two that we want to appoint, then to me this makes perfect sense. But if we don't find two that it's going to work into their schedule, I'd like to retain the option of still reappointing you. So I think we can just not take action on this item right now and come back before us. We're going to have to appoint two.
Right.
And whether you're one of them or not, to me, is just going to depend on what's available to us, if that works for everybody.
Yes. One of two things. You can either table this action or just move to not take any action at this time until we have completed the application process or the interview process with the other candidates, and then we can come back and make this appointment at a later time. So that would
I'd move to defer action on this until such time as we're ready to bring forward a full slate of Conservation Board members.
And I'll second
that. It's been moved and seconded to defer action on the appointment of me to the Conservation Board for another five-year term, pending our interview of the slate of applicants. and then we would make the appointment that we deem appropriate after that. So with that, all in favor of that? Excuse me.
You guys want to change that to defer the action for him being the ex-officio official?
I want to defer all action.
Defer all action.
All action regarding the Conservation Board.
I defer all action on that. Okay. Okay. So with that, Sanders?
Aye.
Two?
Aye.
Clinton? Aye. So the action to defer the appointment is adopted. Okay. Okay. Then moving on to item number, public forum number two. Comments on items not on the agenda. The board may not take any action at this time, but may do so in the future. Is there anyone that would like to address the board? Announcement of the supervisors.
Yes. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, and starting tomorrow, we begin our budget work sessions with our departments and elected officials. Again, this is open to the public. We invite any members of the public to come and sit in. These meetings are posted on the website. They will be conducted here in the public meeting room, and they're certainly open, and the public is welcome to attend.
Sure, and we also have a ministerial meeting today at 1:30, just kind of overview on the budget, which I would say public is more than welcome to attend that, but don't expect any kind of dog and pony show.
Well stated. Okay. So with that, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
And moved and second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed.
23 minutes is your over-under for the year, Wayne.
Well.
You got your work cut out for you there.